Al Jazeera Podcasts.
For the first time in nearly 6 months of war, the UN Security Council has passed a resolution demanding an immediate ceasefire. It's also calling for the unconditional release of all captives held in the Strip. The United States changed its stance by not vetoing this resolution, as it has done past resolutions. Israel has been angered by that decision. Israel's foreign minister says that the military will not stop fighting. Little has changed on the ground in Gaza since that Security Council resolution. At least 17 Palestinians, including four children, were killed in an Israeli airstrike targeting a home near Rafah overnight. The Israeli government has repeatedly said that it plans to launch a ground offensive on Rafah, Gaza's southernmost city, where more than 1.5 million Palestinians are sheltering. Hamas issued a statement welcoming the UN Security Council vote. The group says that it affirms its readiness to engage in an immediate exchange of prisoners held by both sides. Hamas also said it's important to ensure the freedom of movement of Palestinian citizens and entry of humanitarian needs for all residents of the Gaza Strip. Hamas also called on the Security Council to pressure Israel to commit to the ceasefire and stop its genocidal war of extermination and ethnic cleansing of Palestinians. Now, in response to the resolution, Israeli officials canceled a trip to Washington in protest against the U.S. failing to use its veto. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office issued a statement saying that U.S. actions were a clear departure from its consistent position since the beginning of the war. The statement says the resolution gives Hamas hope that international pressure will force Israel to accept a ceasefire without the release of the Israeli captives held in Gaza. Israel may have canceled that delegation visit to the U.S., but its defense minister, Yoav Gallant, was already in Washington, and he's holding separate talks with National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan and the U.S. Secretary of State, Antony Blinken. Now, the winner of the presidential election in Senegal is expected to be opposition challenger Bassirou Diomaye Faye. His main rival, Amadou Ba, of the governing coalition, has conceded defeat after Sunday's election. Faye is a former tax inspector who's pledged to tackle corruption and poverty as well as restore stability to the country. He was chosen by the disqualified opposition leader, Ousmane Sonko, both of them released from prison before the rescheduled election.
Coming up on The Take, what will Friday's attacks in Russia mean for Vladimir Putin, a president who has promised his country security? That's The Take by Al Jazeera. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.